Squadron leader Jack Steele and the Starblade.
Hello and welcome to episode 7 of Starblade Unsheathed. I'm Wayne Bolt, one of the producers of the internationally renowned Squadron leader Jack Steele and the Starblade, and I'm joined here today by
Chris Burdett.
Yeah, go on, say who you are.
Right out of the current series. Yeah, I suppose it is worldwide now, isn't it? I think the reports we've got back from our web server as to where the downloads have been happening over the last 18 months or so have been all over the place, really.
Yeah, including Japan, Australia, America, Iceland, I think was one of them. So there we go, international indeed.
So hello to all our international listeners as well.
We could at this point start trying to say hello in all the different languages of the people who listen to it, but it'd probably be quite embarrassing.
That might lead us on to having to translate it into many different languages as well. I think it's probably best that we leave it as an English language production.
Yes. So it's been about 15 months since we last broadcast one of these unsheaves. And of course that means since we last heard from Jack Steele and co.
Indeed. Apologies to those who've been following the blog, where we've had a few promises of, well, we might release it in October, or it might be released. Actually, we promised it slightly earlier in the year, didn't we? But we now have, as you've no doubt listened to already, the second series ready to release. Episode 1 was released on Sunday, or Monday.
Sunday night, Monday mornings, one tend to do it.
Yes, another 5 episodes, which should take us up to the climax at the end of Series 2, or technically Series 1B, if you look at it another way.
Yeah, we had quite a lot of discussion as to what we were going to label this particular series. Was it going to be Series 2? I was quite preferred doing it as Series 7 to 12, or Episode 7 to 12, rather, because it's just the continuation of what we wanted to do when we first started. And to me, it seemed just like a natural thing to carry on, it being Jack Steele as just one series.
Indeed, yes. The original story, of course, was supposed to take them into space and into battle with the Quaxorians, but because of the sheer amount of work involved in getting the recording equipment set up, working out how we were going to do everything, we thought it best to have a break after Episode 6 and then continue the series at a later date. And that later date is now.
And I hope that when you listen to it, you'll agree that having a break and being able to recharge what we're doing, revise what we did from recording the first few episodes, has made a lot of difference. And I'm probably being biased here, but I think this series coming up is absolutely spiffing.
Yes, I think allegations of being biased can probably be leveled, but I agree. It certainly went down well at our launch party, where most of those who've been involved with the production of the series get a preview of the series.
So, Chris, what do our loyal listeners out there have to look forward to in these next few episodes?
Well, as I said before, this last second half of the series takes Jack and his friends into space, to where they can face down the Quaxorian fleet, or try to anyway, and take the Starblade up into the heavens. Can't really give you much away without spoiling the episodes, really.
A couple of things which we can sort of say, which will hopefully not give too much away, is we've made more use of a more interesting array of secondary characters to help flesh out the piece. And also a greater use of incidental music this year, which we weren't really sure about using in Series 1, mostly because we didn't really know who could do it. But once we realised that everyone's favourite composer, Bill McSweeney, was more than happy to get on board, we've made more use of incidental music. And I think it really does help pad out, really enhances the soundscape.
Yes,
of what's going on.
I think that's the best way of looking at it. It does. I don't know about you, but I quite often find when you're watching a film or a television series, you don't really notice the incidental music half the time. But when you're actually putting something like this together and you listen to the audio with the voices and the effects, it's fine. If you put a bit of incidental music in, quite often you get a real sort of extra layer to the excitement or suspense or whatever other sort of feeling you're trying to convey in the episode. So listen out for the incidental music as we go through the series. It'll be there in most episodes, I think you'll find.
One of the big changes we made to the production this year was to record all the lines individually, all the different characters. Everyone else was in the room, but we only did one recording at a time. Now, Chris, seeing as you did most of the editing with Frank's input on the mastering and that kind of stuff, did you find it easier this way?
It was a different approach. It was really Frank who was doing most of the recording work, and also majority of the clever bits of the editing. Personally, I was just cutting and pasting sound effects in and that sort of thing. But yes, it meant that in the absence of having a sort of professional studio, this is my back room doesn't really count as a sort of BBC quality sort of recording setup, to apply these sort of different effects and panning off different characters so it sounds like they're in different parts of the room, you do have to have their input from one mic. Now, I'm not explaining this very well, and I suspect Frank would probably be better, which we might be able to do in a later Unsheathed, I think, sometime in the series. But suffice it to say that this did make things slightly easier in terms of putting it all together again after the recording had been done.
Yes, just to let you know about future episodes of Unsheathed, we'll just give you an idea as to hopefully what we've got coming up, which of course is also subject to change based on the availability of everyone. Next week, we'll hopefully have a more technical look at how we went about recording the podcast. We'll go into some of the details of the equipment we used, the software, some of the techniques we managed to do. Then hopefully we'll have the actors coming in at some point to give you their thoughts and on how we did and how they did. We'll hopefully get Bill McSweeney in. We haven't asked him yet, but you know, he'll hopefully turn up.
Maybe he'll hear this Unsheathed. And,
before we get to ask him.
Yes, absolutely.
so we can come and maybe answer some of your questions. And we're going to have an entire episode dedicated to answering your questions. So please do contact us with any questions you've got about the series.
And how can they contact us, Wayne?
Well, in many ways, Chris. They can either see us in the pub and ask us some questions.
Best way.
Or they can use email, and the email address is jack.steele@itsatrap.co.uk. Or they can either find us on Twitter using the username StarbladeJack. That's StarbladeJack on Twitter.
Yes, getting very much into the social networking side of things now. Of course, our Facebook page is still there.
Yep. As is our webpage, which has got all these details on, which is at jacksteele.itsatrap.co.uk. There we are. We managed to get the contact details in quite easy there. So I think all that's really left for this episode is a big thank you to everyone who took part in recording Series 2. And the actors have all done a sterling job, especially Robin did a sterling job. Anyway, the actors have all been really good. We'd really like to thank Frank once again for all his work, and Bill, and everyone. We'll just name all the cast if we go through doing the list.
Yes, I mean, you've got the credits at the end of every episode, of course, but there's plenty of other people involved who haven't been credited either, simply for that reason, that there's been so many people who've put in so much to this project that the credits will probably last longer than the episode if we mentioned everyone. But you know who you are, and you know how much we've all appreciated it.
And thank you all. And now, listeners, it's over to you to download the rest of the series and enjoy it. But please do give us any feedback you have about it. We do really want to know what you think, unless it's bad.
Good or bad, I think, but
there we go. Anyway, until next week, it's goodbye.
Yes, goodbye.